For Parshas Balak, we're going to have six short, hopefully meaningful, Divrei Torah. And we're going to start all the way at the beginning of the Parsha. Vayar Balak ben Zippor. And our question is, why do we name an entire Parsha, an entire Shedra in the Torah after Balak, who was an unbelievable anti-Semite who set his sights on annihilating Klal Yisrael? Naming a Parsha Balak after such an individual. So the answer I saw, very interesting. It says that unfortunately there's a tremendous amount of anti-Semitism in the world. There's a medrash that says, there are different versions of it, Biadua she'esav sonei le'Yaakov, as is known, or other versions, it's a halacha. It's inborn in the non-Jews that there is anti-Semitism. Esav hates Yaakov, Yaakov representing Klal Yisrael, Esav representing the Ummah Sa'olam. So unfortunately, it is very common, as unfortunately we have seen it come out throughout the world very recently. So until that event, it was latent. There were certainly anti-Semitic events, but it was quiet. So a lot of the anti-Semitism and the hatred of Jews is quiet. It's kept under the covers. People weren't open about it, and historically we have seen that. Historically, oftentimes it is covered, quiet, secretive, but at other times it comes out wildly in the open, as we're seeing right now. And truth be told, there are actually benefits of when somebody is open about being anti-Semitic as opposed to keeping it quiet. There is a lurking danger when that is the situation. So if we have an individual who is more open about being anti-Semitic, at least we know what we are dealing with. And accordingly, because of that benefit of having somebody who is being open and honest about their anti-Semitism rather than covering it up and keeping it lethal but secretive, there actually is a certain sort of propriety when it comes to Balak, because he was open, showed his true colors, and accordingly, that is something that's looked on positively, and we do name the Parsha after Balak because of that. We are now moving on to Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Bilam, Bilam was the hired hand of Balak. Balak reached out to Bilam, the non-Jewish prophet, to curse Klal Yisrael. First, he has to ask permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a discussion and various attempts. And at one point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Bilam, don't go with them. Don't go with the messengers that Balak sent you. Balak sent officials of his to try to convince, to request, and then to convince Bilam to go and curse Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't go with them. So the Pasuk says as follows, Lo sa'or esa'am ki baruch hu, I'm not going to give you permission to curse Klal Yisrael. You can't curse them because they are blessed. So what does this mean? So Rashi comments as follows, that Bilam says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you are telling me I can't curse them because they are blessed, let me give them a bracha. Let me go along with these messengers. Let me go to Balak, and I'll give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. That can only be a positive thing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, says Rashi, Amar lo einam trichim libir chatech ki baruch hu. They don't need your bracha. Thank you so much, Bilam, but keep your bracha. They don't need it. They are blessed already. And there's a mashal omrim letzira. We say to a wasp, not a very friendly animal, lo miduvshech v'lo muktzech, we don't need your honey, we don't need your sting. We don't want either one. You may have wanted to offer your sting, no thank you. You want to offer your honey? No, we're going to say no thank you as well, because truth be told, even what you offer us as a bracha is really not going to be a bracha. So that's what we say, the wasp, and that's the same thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Bilam, you want to offer your bracha, no thank you, that is not going to be a bracha. So the Divrei Shari Chaim explains what's going on here, that unfortunately, again, we are approached in two ways by the non-Jews, and both of them are an attempt to annihilate Klal Yisrael, and we have seen this throughout history. Sometimes the attempts are direct. The Inquisition, the Holocaust, decrees against the Jews, attempts to absolutely destroy the Jews physically. And there are other times that it's not through the outward hatred and destruction, but through bringing Klal Yisrael close to the non-Jews, attempting to assimilate the non-Jews, which gets rid of us as well. So we see that duality either through military destruction or spiritual destruction. And Bilam really attempted both as well. Initially, he tried to destroy Klal Yisrael through cursing them, and through an effective curse. He had that power. And when he saw that that wasn't working, because b'chol dor v'dor omdim aleinu l'chalaseinu v'akadosh baruch hu matzileinu mi'adam, as we know, we say at the Pesach Seder that in every generation they attempt to destroy us, to rise up, to curse us, to attack us, to annihilate us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us. So at that point, when Bilam saw that his efforts in that direction weren't working, he said, let me take the other tact, and let me try to give them a bracha, to be makar of them, to bring them close, that they will assimilate into us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, no, thank you, Bilam. And that's what we see in our pasuk, Lo sa'oram ki baruch hu, I'm molcho you on all the good, all those brachas that you want to give them. Just like we say to the wasp, we don't want your honey or your bite. Thank you so much. We want neither from you. We don't want your bracha. We don't need your klalo. We need neither. We are moving forward to our third Dvar Torah, Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Chaf, Vayachbosh et Atono. So finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of consented that Bilam can go forward and go to Balak, and he has to say exactly as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the words that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into his mouth. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Rashi says as follows, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Bilam, you are a Rasha, here you are, you have quasi-permission to go, and you wake up, Zrizim. We say Zrizim Makdimim LaMitzvos. He's Zrizim Makdimim LaAveiros. He's getting up early to do his Avera. He was so excited that he's able to go. He has permission to go. He wakes up. He saddles his own donkey, ready to go. Doesn't want to wait for his assistant to come and do it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, you're a Rasha. Avram Avinu beat you to the punch. Avram Avinu, when it came to going to the Akedah, he had a mitzvah to do. And the pasuk says, "Vayashkem Avram aboker ve'achosh et chamoro." Almost the same language that Avram Avinu woke up early, and he himself personally saddled his donkey, ready to go to be mekayim the mitzvah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu at the Akedah Yitzchak. So Zrizim Akdimim the mitzvah is there. Avram Avinu wanted to do the mitzvah as expeditiously as possible. Didn't want to wait for any of his servants to saddle the donkey. He'll do it himself because he wanted to get going through excitement to do the mitzvah of the Akedah Yitzchak. So the question is, and this is a question that the Admor Mikatz, the Kutzker Rebbe asked, what is going on here? What's the deeper connection between, we have here Bilam saddling his donkey, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, but Avram Avinu, he saddled his donkey quicker. He beat you to the punch. He did it years earlier. What's going on here? So what's going on, as the Kutzker Rebbe explains beautifully, he says, Bilam, you got to know, when it came to Avram Avinu, he was trying to do something beneficial. He was trying to give me a nachas ruach. He was trying to fulfill my ruts on my desire. I commanded him to do the Akedah. And even though it was to his detriment, but he wanted to do the mitzvah. He wanted to make me happy. And he accordingly got up, Zrizim Akdim mitzvahs, and he had that desire to fulfill my desire, which was something detrimental to Klal Yisrael, but he wanted to do an unbelievable mitzvah. And I didn't let him succeed. I said, Avram Avinu, I'm not going to let you do the Akedah. I'm not going to let you shecht your son, despite your desire to do that. Hare al achas kama v'kama, kal v'chomer, certainly, when it comes to you, Bilam, and you're getting up and you're saddling your donkey, for what motivation, what reason? In order to hurt Klal Yisrael, in order to destroy Klal Yisrael against my desire. Here Avram Avinu was trying to fulfill my desire. You're trying to go against my desire? Kal v'chomer, if I didn't let Avram succeed when he saddled, I'm not going to let you succeed when you're trying to do an Avera, the annihilation of Klal Yisrael. So that's what the connection is. When it came to Avram Avinu, a good purpose, a good motivation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let him succeed, the message to Bilam is Kal Vachomer, certainly, when you're trying to do something deleterious, harmful to Klal Yisrael, there's no way that I'm going to let you succeed. Continuing to number four, we are in Pasuk Chaf Beis, Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Chaf Tes. So here we have the donkey that three times stopped in the road. wasn't going to pass, absolutely embarrasses Bilam because the malach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed up, pushes him against the wall, crushes him, etc. And obviously Bilam had no clue what was going on, starts to smite that donkey. And now we have a conversation between the donkey speaking and says, "Why did you smite me these three times? What are you doing? I'm trying to save you, and that's what you do." So Bilam responds back, he's halalt bi. You have mocked me. You're playing games with me. So what's going on here? So Rashi says as follows, Amru lo, the officers of Moab who were accompanying Bilam. They say to him, they're looking at all these problems, like your car keeps stalling out, your donkey keeps stalling out, it's causing you problems. So they ask him, "Well, why didn't you ride your horse? Why don't you ride your horses, take your horses? Why are you taking this donkey who's giving you such difficulty?" And Bilam responds, "Biritiva shadya, I sent the horses to the field to graze. Biritiva shadya, I sent them out." So the question is, what kind of excuse is this? It may be that you sent your horses to graze in the field. So just bring them back in. Prepare them. You saddled your donkey. Bring your horses in. Saddle them. Why did you take this donkey? Why don't you take a horse who's going to listen to you? So the Yalkut HaOrim says as follows, if we look back to the Aseres HaMakos, in Mitzrayim, there was one of the makas was Barad, that hail that came down from the sky. And the Pasuk there tells us that the Mitzrim knew that this Barad, they had the warning, it was going to come. And some of them acted and took their assets, their movable property inside. They took their avadim, their servants. They took their flock inside, the animals that they had. And some of them who weren't Yirei Hashem, where the Pasuk says, Shalosam libo el dvar Hashem, they didn't pay attention to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Different explanations what that means. They just left their personal property out there. They didn't care enough to bring it in. And that personal property was destroyed. So that's the Pasuk says. The Pasuk divides up between HaYirei Dvar Hashem, of the Avadim Aparo, they acted, they took their assets in, others didn't. That's the Pasuk in Shmos. And it says a Shmo Perak Tes. So it says as follows in the Targum Yonasan in describing and explaining who were those or among those that were Yirei Hashem that brought their assets in. That included Eov. Eov was one of the people who were the Ovdi Hashem. He was actually an advisor to Paro. So he knew what was coming. He knew that the Baran was on the way. He brought his assets in. On the other hand, Asher Lo Sam Libo, who was one of the people who left his assets out, didn't pay attention to Kadosh Baruch Hu, didn't really care. That was Bilam, that he left his flock, his herds, out in the field, and they got destroyed. And now fast forward to this conversation between the officers of Moab and Bilam. The officer of Moab saying, "Why are you taking this donkey? It's giving you such tsuris. Why didn't you take a horse? Why didn't you take your horses?" Now the response is as follows. "I left them in the field." Now what the explanation is, left them in the field is back in Mitzrayim. That I was categorized as somebody who didn't pay attention to the word of Hashem, and I was careless, and I left my personal property, including my horses, out in the field. They got destroyed in the Makkah Barad. Accordingly, I don't have those horses anymore. I am left with taking my donkey. Now we're moving on to number 5. We have Balak the king who tells Bilam, this isn't working with the cursing here. You're striking out. Let's go to another place. We're in Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Let's go to a different place. You'll see Klal Yisrael. Actually, you'll only see part of Klal Yisrael from where we're going to look at different vantage point. Efes, Katseyu, Tireh. You'll be able to see a little bit of them. Vekula, Lot, Tireh. But you're not going to be able to see all of them from where we're going. So you'll see a little bit of them. So the Kutzker Rebbe again says beautifully, when you see a little bit of Klal Yisrael, we can see blemishes. When you see an individual, when you see a group, nothing is perfect. There are certainly issues, problems, non-observance and the like, but when you look at the klal, when you look at everyone together, that is a situation that you're looking at kulo, lo tire, you're not going to see problems. In other words, he reads the pasuk as well as efes katseu tire. When you see katseu, a little bit of klal, so you're going to see problems. You're going to see issues. But if you look at the kulo, the all of Klal Yisrael, there's such beauty. You may have to look in this area for the chesed, in this area for the learning of the Torah, in this area for this, in this area for that. But when we look at the whole, there is no comparison to the productivity, the beauty, the sincerity of Klal Yisrael. And I think that's what he's saying then is, let's look at only a little bit of Klal Yisrael. We'll be able to find a little bit. Well, if we're looking at only a little bit, we'll find the problems. Maybe the curse that I need you to say, says Balak to Bilam, will be able to chal, will be able to fall, will be able to be effective, at least on a part of Klal Yisrael that are causing problems. But truth be told, if you look at all of them, Baruch Hashem, there's no nation like Klal Yisrael. Now we're moving forward to the last word, number six. We're in Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. It says as follows: Lo hibit aven b'Yaakov lora amal Yisrael, no amal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw no iniquity in Yaakov, talking about Klal Yisrael, and saw no perversity in Klal Yisrael. Yisrael Hashem Elokav Imo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Utruas Melech Bo, and the friendship of the Melech is with him. So the Chidush Arim says as follows, that En Hashem Yisbarach Zokev L'chovaso Shel Adam Yisrael Eizeh Chayti Krai. So when it comes to somebody who is a part of Klal Yisrael, and he happens to do a one-off chait, not somebody who sins regularly, but he committed an infraction, unusual occurrence, but he committed a sin, the Pasuk tells us, if Hashem Elokav Imo Utruas Melech Bo, if this is the type of person that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him, he feels the friendship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that what means is this is a person who's a Yirei Shamayim. The fact that he sinned was an aberration, but this is a person who has Malchus Shamayim. He wasn't removing the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu then. Going forward, he's still going to be a Yirei Shamayim. This sin is viewed as a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as a mikra bivad, a one-off, an aberration, unusual, and for sure, this person, because he still has that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will immediately do tshuva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look past that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see no iniquity in the people who are Yirei Shamayim. Lo hibit aven Yaakov l'rav amal b'Yisrael. When is that? When we're talking about a person of Klal Yisrael, that Hashem Elokav Imo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him, and he's a Yirei Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that sin will be repaired with tshuva, because that individual desires to continue to have that strong relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you so much for listening.